It's Sunday, the 2nd of August. We find ourselves in the delights of Saltburn yet again on location for another on-location audio postcard, where one of our correspondents is going to be doing double duty, because not only is she going to be accompanying yours truly on a little audio promenade across the streets of the delights of the Saltburn Food Festival 2015, but she's also signing copies of her very own magnum opuses, or even opi, in the fabulous Book Corner store in Saltburn. That's Jenny Vinge. Jenny, how are you?
Hello, Alex. I'm fine. I'm very glad to be here.
Je suis ta mère is the logo that you've inscribed upon your costume today with the Darth Vader mask. Any particular reason? I wasn't sure that he put in an appearance in Death of the Elven Man.
I just really like it. It was a Christmas present, a birthday present when I was in Bordeaux last year, and I couldn't resist it. They had it made up specially. Darth Vader with lipstick.
Well, you've already signed three texts, or three wonderful books, Death of the Elven Man, The Drowners and The Mothman, of course, for some of our correspondents, some of your friends and fans in France. Looking forward to today?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting for a long time for this. We love the festival, and I'm so glad to be part of it.
And you're happy to obviously be my official escort around later on this fine day.
I can't wait, yes. And it's getting finer. It's clearing up, people.
Well, Jenny has vacated her chair for the moment because there's a very, very important person that's just joined us. And this, of course, is...
Councillor Mrs. Brenda Forster. I'm the Mayor of Redcar and Cleveland Borough.
Indeed. Now, from that perspective, you must find that events such as this really must make your job a delight, really.
Oh, it does. It's absolutely wonderful out there. It really is. I've never seen so many people in one place at one time. It's out of this world. It's beautiful.
A few years ago, I was taking part in the non-stop radio show Saltburn Lift, going up and down for 8 hours with the Saltburn Funicular Challenge. I think this has actually got that even beaten in terms of enjoyment and satisfaction.
Well, everybody seems to be having a good time, especially those sat on the hayricks next to the pub.
Well, that makes themselves. Perfect sense. And what about yourself? Do you get a chance, obviously? I mean, clearly you are like a super heroine when you actually arrive, that people say, oh, it's time to sort of work through this. Do you get a chance to actually sort of do a little bit of exploration when you're not sort of in uniform, so to speak?
Oh, yes. I mean, this morning, for instance, we arrived and we've been around every stall. We've got one more to do on the corner here, so I'm going to go there and speak with them. But Saltburn is the jewel in our crown, and we always support them, the council. Always support Saltburn and, you know, and encourage them. They do very well. They do very well indeed.
And I know that actually I can confirm that, because as I came in this morning, I noticed that you were sort of busily doing the rounds there, which is always very important. Now, the Mayor of Lincoln actually did a recent parachute jump. Would you be interested in following through from sort of Lincoln through to Saltburn?
I don't want to make any comment on that, actually, because it's supposed to be a big secret.
Oh.
No, I don't want to make any comment.
That makes perfect sense. Jenny, can I bring you in for a few seconds? Jenny, thoughts, questions from yourself?
Well, I'm just delighted to see you here, and thank you for all the support you've given Saltburn. It's really important to us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. Glad anything we can do, we do support you 100%.
Thank you.
And the big question is, have you read Jenny's fantastic books as yet? Because this is a critical one, really, and we won't accept no comment for an answer.
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Well, that's outrageous. I'm sure we'll have to put that right shortly.
Crime fiction isn't everybody's cup of tea.
It's been a genuine delight touching base with your good self. Enjoy the remaining part of your tour.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, as Jenna, of course, rightly said, when we were doing the Book of the Month live from the Saltburn Book Corner, we have not just one, not two, three, four fabulous authors, second of whom has just actually arrived. That's Anne Fothergill. And good to connect with you, good self. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Nazareth House, clearly it carries with it a whole range of connotations. Was it very much in your heart to kind of tell the real story behind your experiences there?
It was, and I also wrote it when I found out I had a sister who'd been adopted. And she didn't know about our upbringing at all in Nazareth House. And the book is about my upbringing in Nazareth House by the nuns from age 2 to age 15.
Now, obviously, as I know from my own experiences with respect to St. Joseph's Convent in Hartlepool, and that was back in the 60s, you had all sorts of interesting experiences from that point of view. Looking back now, do you think, well, it helped me make the author I am today?
It certainly did, and made me the person I am today. Although you don't appreciate it at the time, you're just a person who's put in an orphanage with a lot of other children for unfortunate reasons. And some of it were good, some of it was bad, you know. And I've not only written that book, but I've also written the book of when I left the orphanage, because people wanted to know what happened to me when I left Nazareth House, age 15. And I went to Manchester, age 17, just jumped on a train, Middlesbrough station, and stayed in a place called Cheetham Hill in Manchester. And that book is called Don't Let the Riff Raff In, because it's such an entirely different book. I was such an innocent going to Manchester from Nazareth.
Absolutely, and then you can open up, you can end up supporting Manchester City as a result, but there we are, that's a different line entirely.
I've also got a third book out called Finding Eileen. It's when we found out, after our mother had died, we found a letter that told us that we had a sister who'd been adopted. And it took 34 years looking for her, and we traced her to the other side of the world in Australia. And in 2011, she came over here, and we met her at Newcastle Airport. And
the autobiographical nature of the work is obviously very much to the fore there. Do you see it moving into film as well? I mean, would you see, I mean, presumably the options will be there.
It's been suggested. All three books could be made into films. I've just never taken it that far. It's only been like a local book at the moment, all three of them. And really, people say I should take it further afield. And that's something for the future.
Okay, well, from Nazareth House to the Book Corner in Saltburn, are you looking forward to the signing today?
Definitely am, and I love Saltburn. I just love here. We came last week, and we just went down and had a walk.
It's a good line for that whole thing. And Jenna, obviously, flying the flag for the independent booksellers and bookstores, etc., must be very positive for all writers.
Definitely, and I've actually bought one of Jenny's books, and it was really interesting. Yes.
Well, of course, Jenny Finch, she's a regular co-host of Book of the Month. I'm sure she'll book you in for that as well before too long. And she's nodding very sagely. It's been fabulous touching base with yourself, Anne, today. We will doubtless speak again and keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much.
So after discussing Bradbury and a whole heap of other good things with respect to the Book Corner signing, Jenny, you've done your business. It's been sorted. Another successful book signing, I sense.
Yes, it was. And it's always a joy to go to Book Corner. It's one of my favourite places in one of my favourite towns in the universe.
Well, there we are. You cannot say higher than that. We're just about to make our way through to the heart of the Saltburn Food Festival 2015. Where do you suggest we should be heading off to now?
I think we ought to go and have a look at the Art Street and look at the refurbished part, because they're one of the major sponsors and that's new. And I think all that sort of fringe stuff is going to help it grow enormously.
So the first stand we've actually stopped at is one which says help us fix 500 tiles, and we're speaking to Malcolm from Sainsbury's now. Malcolm, tell us about what you're trying to do here.
What we're trying to do is actually sell 500 tiles to raise it for our Earthbeat charity. They had the lead stolen and a number of tiles broken, and this is the customer's charity of the year that they've chosen. So we're here today to represent them and help to raise and sell 500 tiles. We're simply asking everybody for a pound donation to put the name on the tile, and then they'll go on the roof. And also we've got a list of all the names, and all the names will go up in Earthbeat. So a fantastic day for everybody, I think, and everybody's enjoyed it. It's brought them back to the old days with the school, I think, to be honest, with the scraping tiles.
Clearly, it's a win-win situation for that, by the way. So it looks as though it's going well. Presumably, we're well on target for reaching the 500.
We are indeed. I think we have three trays there left, about 150 left, so we should get that today.
Easily, I would have thought, easily.
So that's great. So, been great support. Thank you.
Malcolm, many thanks indeed. Good connecting with you, good self. And let's hope that the Earth Bound Centre, I presume it's the Earth Beat Centre, because the Earth Beat Centre continues to benefit from that point of view.
Thank you very much, and thank you.
Now, Jenny, whilst I was busy sort of signing tiles on behalf of Southside Broadcasting, that, or at least a tile, you've encountered two other fine folk.
I have. This is Tony and Cindy, who are friends and colleagues of ours. One does stained glass, and one is a leading light in the Saltburn 53.
Tony, would you be the stained glass person or the Saltburn 53?
No, I'm the Saltburn 53 one.
I'm the creative one.
It's the stained glass. Well, I'm sure they all were. We'll come to you first then, Cindy. In terms of stained glass, I mean, that is something which really is undergoing a resurgence in popularity these days.
Thank goodness for that. It's one of the best hobbies in the world as well. I'm sure you can make a living out of it, but I use it as a hobby and a de-stressor.
In terms of designs, favourite particular designs that you actually have? Are you more avant-garde in terms of the thing, or would you say, no, it's going to be the classical for me?
I think I do a bit of everything. It's just whatever appeals to me, really. I've done nature things, animals, scenery, just anything avant-garde, really.
Radio presenters? Challenge for you.
Oh, well, I don't get to listen to the radio, I'm afraid.
Well, then you can use your imagination to actually just create that whole thing.
Yes, I've not had much time in my
crime world, writers.
Oh, well, there is Jenny Finch.
Exactly.
We are waiting for the fourth book, yes. And if it doesn't come out soon, I'm going to shoot her.
Which will be an interesting to crime in itself, really, Jenny.
Well, it will, and it's quite a challenge to complete the book from the grave.
No pressure.
We're trying to find out what happened from the last book. She's left us on a ledge.
Well, that's clearly got to be a stained glass window theme, I think, in every sense. And Tony, from your own point of view, talk to us about the Saltburn 53.
Right, we're a very successful and I think very ambitious sort of amateur dramatics group. We do everything from Shakespeare.
Just clearing the sort of throats there with respect to burritos and various other things. It's all right. The water supplies are on hand from that point of view. I'm just sort of thinking, Jenny, this could be the ideal sort of opportunity for your long-held opera to actually go into place here.
Actually, I've got my eye on this. I would love to do a premiere of the opera in Saltburn one time.
With the Saltburn 53?
Well, we're certainly capable of doing musicals as well as Shakespeare right the way through to farces. We've got a sort of a group of actors and support people ranging from 11 right the way through into their 70s. And it's absolutely a fantastic group. In particular, we have a youth section who are just wonderful to work with, tremendously talented. They've just done a run of Wind in the Willows. And in October, we are doing a full-length production of the classic Under Milkwood. That gives an idea of the range of stuff which we do.
Which sounds absolutely brilliant. Is there a geographic limitation on people getting involved with Saltburn 53? I mean, can people come from outside Saltburn to get involved?
Yeah, we take people from wherever they want to, providing they can come here and come to the rehearsals and importantly come to the performances.
Absolutely. And do you have a Friends of Saltburn 53 or some way in which people can actually support the excellent work that you're doing?
The best thing to do is go to our Facebook pages. We have a Saltburn 53 Facebook page that gives the details of the various productions which we've got, and through that people can find out how to come and join us. We're based in the community theatre here in Saltburn, and we also have regular coffee morning as well, which is an ideal time. And if you're not interested in sort of treading the boards, then there's all the support things that go on behind the stage, from set design, set painting, lighting, sound, everything that
box
goes
office
on
sales.
With it. Yeah, everything that goes on with actually putting a production on.
Excellent stuff. Also ideal really for youngsters who are looking to actually work into the theatre and actually get some example of how it's actually working, I would have thought.
Yeah, we have a number of youth that have gone through to do drama at university. One of our members has just recently qualified as with a first class honours degree from the Royal College of Music. It gives them a marvellous grounding. And I think so many of the skills which are learned through the 53 for youngsters are transferable into employment as well. Things like genuinely working as a team, as of course as you've got to do, and the discipline of turning up on time and responsibility of making sure they've got the lines learnt and so on.
Very much so. Now, actually, a question for both of you, if we may. I think, obviously, full conversation with your wife at this particular moment in time. You're probably too young to remember the Saltburn Victorian weeks that used to obviously grace the town.
No, we were in Saltburn at the time.
Were you? Well, there we are. Well, I mean, how do you feel that the food festival obviously compares? Because I think in many ways this is like the fourth or fifth year of the food festival. This could be obviously again putting Saltburn back on the map when it comes to cultural events.
I think it's a wonderful event. I mean, it's in many ways an extension of the regular Saltburn Farmers Market, which we have the second Sunday in the month. But of course it does bring in even more and more people. Saltburn's such a vibrant town as well, with so many things going on, the more people we can get in, then the better it is, I think.
Tony, going from obviously the work of your wife and stained glass through to Saltburn 53, many thanks indeed. We'll see you again soon, I've no doubt.
Thank you very much indeed.
In association with Farm and All Nutritional Supplements Limited, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location at the 2015 Saltburn Food Festival. But nothing to do with food, Jenny brought us into a furniture environment here.
That's right. These are the Refurbish Emporium people, and they're co-sponsors of the food festival this year. And I'm looking around at all the wonderful things that people might have thrown out or didn't want anymore and have been very well renovated and restored and given a new life, upcycling at its finest.
And obviously, as we're in the 21st century, this is something which is a key aspect of most people's thoughts, etc. You wouldn't really say that you were in anything other than a kind of premier level furniture emporium, really, looking at the sort of sofas and things that we've got here.
Well, right, there's some wonderful things here. Everything from wonderful teak glass-fronted cabinets with painted glass to leather armchairs. Got a bit of everything.
Now, Jenny, you've obviously identified lots of the local movers and shakers when it comes to politics now, because we've got another council member here, and this is?
This is Philip Thompson, who is one of our ward councillors and has been for a number of years.
Well, Philip, obviously being an ace ward councillor, that entitles you to have your flute of champagne in hand as we sort of deduct this information.
Well, I'm not quite sure about entitlement. I did have to pay for this, so it's not exactly on. However, I'm very grateful for your sentiments, and we're here to celebrate a wonderful day, to celebrate, in part, the history of Saltburn, because the surrounds add to the ambience. But the organisers have made a wonderful contribution to the culture of the town. So, Lauren Jackson, who's the organiser, demands recognition, and I applaud her and her team for giving us a wonderful day.
I think this is the fifth year of the Saltburn Food Festival. It does seem to be going from strength to strength. It's very much, again, putting Saltburn on the map nationally and possibly internationally as well.
Well, we're always pleased to be on the map, nationally and internationally, as we have been for many years, of course. But this is a new venture in respect of its recent history. So times change. People have different ways of looking at the world and our culture, and food is very much a part of culture. And what Lauren has done today is to bring people together who've got a particular flavour in terms of cuisine that reflects the hinterland of the town. So that, I think, is a very valuable contribution from a culinary aspect.
And, of course, we have wonderful authors such as Peter Sidwell, Jenny Finch, of course, who's our official co-presenter today, working through the whole system, the book corner. It's all adding to that magic that really Saltburn had. When I recall the Saltburn Victorian weeks back in the 20th century, of course, this is a new Saltburn for the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, I started the Victorian Weeks in 1986 when I was president of the Langbach Business Association. That took a lot of getting off the ground and a lot of hard work over the ensuing decade. It was successful because people supported it, and the key then was people wearing costume. Today, I think people are reluctant to perhaps share in that and engage with that, but today there is fellowship about. And a lot of the shops have taken a view that they should be part of this, whether in fact they normally would be in the food genre. So everybody's taking part today. It's fun and fellowship, and everybody is welcome to Saltburn.
There's going to be a general flavour of the market at its height, of course, now, because we're right in the midst of luncheon, where people are obviously browsing, I think, is the official phrase, or is it grazing? I can never really quite work out. Certainly speaking earlier, I think, to Tony, he was just savouring the burrito scenario that's actually there. Street food is something which, as our regular culinary correspondent William Sitwell says, though, is undergoing something of a resurgence, certainly in British culture, much more above and beyond the notion of hot dogs and meat on sticks and things.
Oh yes, we've got a whole range of world street food here, and we've become quite used to it in Saltburn because every month we have the market and the secret square, and there are at least half a dozen chefs making street food from all over the world.
Now that secret square, technically we shouldn't really talk about it because it should remain a secret, but it's cunningly positioned not too far away from Sainsbury's, I believe.
Yes, if you walk up towards Sainsbury's and turn left down past the it used to be the photography shop, and it opens up into a little square with a beautiful garden the Allotment Association have set out for us, and there you can find all manner of delights.
There are a few folk who, when you were doing the book signing, Jenny, were keen to actually talk about, obviously, setting it in the Levels and in Somerset, and you know, for quite good reasons that are set there. Are you ever tempted to write some biographical information and slip in things about what's happening in Saltburn?
The last book, The Black Widow, the fifth book, will be set in Saltburn. Alex moves to Saltburn. I will tell you that much. hopefully at the end of the fourth book.
Whoa, there's a revelation in the middle of the street that is based in Saltburn, and I can't remember what is this. Which street are we in at present?
I think we're in Amber, but right. We might be in Pearl.
Well, see, these are the critical zones, but certainly I would fully anticipate some sort of dedication to a street busker who might have once been a member of the Rolling Stones appearing in there, Jenny.
Oh, I think that has to be in there, yes.
A few weeks ago, we were delighted to be able to feature on part of our regular Thursday morning editions for Siren FM, the joy that is Peter Sidwell. And now he's here, as promised, at the Saltburn Food Festival. Peter, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And you've got the wonderful family food book right in front of us there. So, yeah, what more could you actually ask for, really?
Yeah, that's the fourth book I've managed to write. So, and all my books, I've kind of travelled through my 30s, I think, writing cookery books, and they've kind of evolved quite significantly over the years. So yeah, this one is exactly where I am in my life at the moment.
We were having a little wander through the wonderful sort of street fusion and street food sites that we've got at the festival here. Have you had a chance to wander through the area yourself?
I have. I was here bright and early at 8:30 this morning, so I managed to walk around all the stands before everybody else got here. And I picked up some absolute little gems. I've picked up some things that I've taken and put in the car, ready to take home. I managed to find some beautiful tayberries. And you don't get those at the other side of the Pennines, where I live, much. You tend to get them more in the Yorkshire area. So I've picked those. I'm going to make jam with my daughter when I get home with those. And actually, my demos that I've been doing today have changed because of what I've seen on the market stall. And that's why I love doing these things, because I see new products, new ingredients. You know, I saw some beautiful pigeon this morning, so we cooked that on the barbecue at lunchtime with a lovely tangy soy, mint, lime and chilli dressing.
So you're responsible for all the delightful smells that we're hearing and seeing and using and connecting with.
It really is. You know, you walk through the main sort of strait of Saltburn and you hit the smells before you see things, and it is amazing. Different smells. You hit these walls of aroma, and it's what the best thing about food festivals is, that exactly, those smells. And it's just, I always urge people, come with no shopping list and an empty belly, because it is great to just discover new ingredients, and the best way to do that is taste them.
Speaking recently with William Sitwell, he's convinced that actually we are gradually improving our overall skills within Britain. I know he's been accused recently of being a wine snob, saying that obviously you need to pay that extra for the appropriate wine and so on. But from your own point of view, somebody who's obviously at the heart of the cutting edge of culinary routine, do you think actually we can hold our head up high when compared with our global cousins and so on?
I think Britain is one of the most exciting places to eat, live and cook, because we nick ideas from all over the world and then we apply them to produce on our doorstep. You put those two together and that is the most perfect equation for great food. We are obsessed with watching TV. I run a cookery school. We get people all the time coming, and the most important thing I teach is ingredients, understanding ingredients, and then methods and techniques. Blend those together and you get amazing cooking.
Makes perfect sense. Now, from your own perspective, we're standing outside the book corner here at Saltburn. It's something we've been keenly supporting, both the Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM. It's a small but perfectly formed store. Do you think, again, the independent booksellers market is something else which also benefits from events like the Stockton Food Festival?
Yeah, I mean, I think they get to see the food, it whets their appetite, and they should then be able to buy these books. I think it's lovely to see books on the high street. Bookshops are, it's a tough market. But there's nothing more wonderful than just flicking through books and pages and seeing what takes your fancy, and you absolutely can't do that online.
Peter, I can see your fans beginning to gather auras already as we speak, actually, all sort of keen directly. So can we sign? I'm sure you will. It's been a splendid touch of base with a good self. Hopefully we'll connect again in the very near future, and maybe you'll become a semi-regular with us on our morning edition shows at Siren FM.
You never know. It's been good to chat with you.
There was I just beginning to actually think about what can we actually do to wrap up the perfection that has been the Saltburn Food Festival 2015. And lo and behold, our co-commentator Jenny Finch comes along together with a range of other fine co-presenters, including Jackie. And would you like to introduce the team here of canine correspondence, Jenny?
Well, senior canine correspondence is Saffron, the Tibetan Terrier, and then we have Cynthia and Chloe, two Tibetan Spaniels.
Cynthia and Chloe, who obviously just like to be loved, a bit like tribbles as you define them.
Yes, they are. They sound like tribbles, and we seem to be getting them so fast, I think they're breeding like tribbles as well.
That's perfect sense. Let's move over quickly to Jackie. I know she doesn't really want to do a piece here, but what the hey, Jackie. Saltburn Food Festival, have you had a chance to avail yourself of the joy and excitement?
No, I've been on dog duties this morning, but I shall go up this afternoon.
Well, indeed, I think it's worth going to. Overall, Jenny, as somebody who's sort of followed this whole thing through, and we haven't really had a chance to speak to one of the fine folk who did a quick connection with you in the tea rooms earlier, but a name check, I think, is needed.
That's Lorna Jackson. She started this, she keeps it running, and all power to her. It gets better every year.
Says it all, really, and Lorna will be in touch, I'm sure, shortly via Jenny or other folk to actually feature you with a reflection on Saltburn Food Festival 2015, and obviously looking ahead to 2016.
We are indeed, and we can't wait.